happy almost New Year, right? Happy almost New Year. Part one of the annual New Year's Eve prediction show. So we'll do New Year's Eve also then coming up tomorrow night with George Norrie on Coast to Coast. He'll do the second half. Last year I did both halves, but this year the second half falls on a Monday night. And George, you know, loves spending time with you. So he'll be doing New Year's Eve with you and doing the second half of the prediction show, which if you're new to Coast AM, is a long-standing tradition where we both go over your tradition, your predictions from last year, and then also take your predictions for the coming events of 2013. I'm just going to finish a tweet here. I send out regularly at Deacon Punnett, DEACONPUNNETT, at Twitter. And I'm just tweeting out a photo of Giorgio Tsoukalos and myself. And I'll tell you more about that coming up in just a second, because we have some sad news. Phil Coppens has died. Phil, as many of you who are both Coast to Coast fans and fans of the TV show Ancient Aliens know, Phil is an expert on ancient civilizations. Sadly, was an expert on ancient civilizations. And he was somebody that we had been working with over the last 2 months to get back on the air for his most recent book. Now, I enjoyed meeting him in person when I did, when he was in Minneapolis, St. Paul, just right around Halloween. And we had been trying to work out a time to get him back on the air in the first part of December. But every time we tried, he was either in flight or one night we learned he was sick. And we don't have the details. We don't know whether that had anything to do with why it was that he died. We put up what information we had about his passing at coasttocoastam.com, but he was a commentator on the History Channel's Ancient Aliens and one of the most popular of those guests on that show for years, and rivaled perhaps only by Giorgio. They had the sort of like, you were either kind of a Phil Coppens guy or, you know, a Giorgio Tsoukalos guy. And it was kind of like that when we were all together in Minneapolis, St. Paul, tons of people coming up and saying, hey, I love you. Or, hey, I'm a Phil Coppens guy. I mean, it's kind of funny to hear that sort of rivalry, but it was all good natured. And we have a clip of his last appearance, which I'll share with you coming up in just a minute, too. It was just about a year ago that he was on Coast to Coast, and I'll explain the story again of why he was almost on with us back in October, but it wasn't meant to be that night. And then Giorgio should join us coming up with his reflections on Phil Coppens, the passing of Phil Coppens, too, in just a minute on Coast to Coast. I'll also say there's some really great stories we put up, news stories. The curious genetics of werewolves in the news box, and why the barcode will always be the mark of the beast. That's a story from Wired magazine. And then, of course, the most futuristic predictions that did come true in 2012. That's a link we put up at coasttocoastam.com. But not all your predictions come true. In fact, there are some which, while promising, while we hope for the best from them, they're not always right. For example, this time last year, Bill from West Hartford predicted that by this time, there would be absolute proof of other universes. Didn't come true. That I know of. I mean, absolute proof. I mean, we've all had, you know, there's other things that they could see, but you know what I mean by that, I guess, but Bill, keep the faith. JS in Los Angeles said there would be a second quarter recession in Europe lasting at least 6 months. I don't know if that did or didn't happen, to be totally honest. a little out of the loop in the second quarter. Did it? I guess it didn't. Okay, Nathan said it didn't happen. Greg predicted a large object will pass between the moon and the earth, turning the sky red. Yeah, that definitely didn't happen. First quarter, second quarter, third or fourth quarter. But there you go. You get the idea. We'll go over the predictions from last year. And if you start calling now, grab a line. You'll get more details at coasttocoastam.com. We'll start getting your predictions for 2013. Such a popular show. It used to be done on just one night, New Year's Eve. But many years ago, we broke that down into two nights. And so we'll go over your predictions from exactly a year ago tonight. Plus, we'll pull up one call from the second half of the prediction show from last year. It was perhaps my most favorite call I ever took, that I remember taking anyway, on Coast to Coast. And we'll find out tomorrow night whether or not that prediction came true when George Norrie hosts the second half of the annual prediction show. But first, we'll come back in just a moment, and we'll play a clip from the last time that Phil Coppens was on the air with us here on Coast to Coast AM. This is Ian Punnett. If you want to have a great new year this year, take a look at the TED Talk from frequent Coast to Coast guest Dr. Judith Orloff, who specializes in emotional vampires and all. And she's talking about the power of surrender. The ecstasy of surrender, I think, to be more specific. We put up that TED Talk that she did as a way of maybe setting the table for you to have a great 2013. We're already lining up callers to make their predictions for tonight. Some people had predicted that there was no way the Minnesota Vikings were going to be able to beat the Green Bay Packers. In even here in the home field, and that there was no way that Adrian Peterson was going to beat Eric Dickerson's law-standing NFL single-season rushing record. Well, okay, so AP missed the record by 9 yards. Still an amazing year, breaking a lot of people's predictions from last year that there was no way he was going to come back from the surgery he had on his knee, which was would have been a career killer for the average human being. But Adrian Peterson is, as we all know, Superman. And so he had an amazing performance tonight, carried the Vikings to victory over the Green Bay Packers. Say what you like about the Vikings, that was our Super Bowl. And Tim Dennis, who's running the board tonight here at News Talk AM 1130, agrees with me that This was a Super Bowl. We won the Super Bowl. Whatever happens for the rest of the season doesn't matter. The Vikings beat the Packers. But just as we were still celebrating for that, we got the sad news about Phil Coppens, whose contributions on Coast to Coast were not as much as we would have liked. He's known so well for his books, but also for his work on Ancient Aliens. We had originally booked Phil back in October, second weekend of October, when, as many of you might remember, the show that night was prevented from ever going on because of a tragic accident involving deaths on a highway. And one of the people who was going to be putting the show on that night, he survived. He's a good man. He didn't do anything wrong. And it was one of those things that couldn't be prevented, sadly, except by the people that were driving in the other car. But that night, Phil Coppens was waiting to take our call, and we were going to go on and do a show with him. We couldn't. We tried to reschedule again the following month. Couldn't. Tried to reschedule the month after that and couldn't. Each time there was something that prevented us from getting him, whether it was because he was in flight or whether it was because he was out of pocket or whatever. But one of those times was because he was sick. In fact, he said that to me personally when I saw him in Minneapolis back at the end of October when he came in for a conference along with Giorgio Tsoukalos and so many other people. And he wasn't feeling well that night that we did a panel discussion. George Nori was on that panel too. And he wasn't himself. He had a very low energy. I even went over to take a photo with him afterward. And I think I got distracted by, he was telling me that he was kind of ill and his wife was there and she was helping him. And I didn't know, it was just kind of a bug or a flu or something, or maybe not. We don't have a lot of details, but what we do have, we linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Here he was a little over a year ago with guest host Rob Simone on Coast to Coast talking about ancient aliens and in particular talking about aliens in the Bible. And here's a little clip on Coast to Coast AM.
And I think the story of the Nephilim in the Bible is in there as well, for that simple reason. It describes something which happened at some point in the past. And when you read it, it is very basic. It says, like, okay, these big beings came from the skies, mated with human females. After a certain period of time, children were created, were about to be born, and because of their giant skulls, they couldn't be born normally, which meant that some of the mothers died, and after a while they seemed to figure out what was happening, and so cesarean sections were performed, which meant that the children and the mothers had a better chance of surviving. And what seems to happen, I think, with the Bible is that at some point this stories of weird things happening, all of a sudden we felt the need to have a moral to them. And I don't think that's the way the Bible was written in origin. I think it was an account of weird things happening to them. And I think when you read the stories of Ezekiel and specifically of the giants, the Nephilim in that perspective, I think it makes more sense. There is no moral there. But, you know, you find these stories of gigantic human beings definitely in various places. In my book, I also go into the biblical longevity. Again, science is saying, oh, well, you know, Methuselah or Adam, all of these people in the Bible have lifespans of 900 odd years. And the scientists say, well, you know, they probably were using a lunar calendar, so you have to divide it all by roughly 12, and then you get perfectly normal human lifespans. These people therefore lived within a lifespan of 70, 80 years. Well, if you do that, let's then also look at what else is in there, which is that it also gives the date as to when they fathered children. And in that case, you have the likes of, you know, these biblical patriarchs having children at the age of 5. And that is kind of like, you know, something weird there. And then, you know, when you start looking into what they are, the fact that Moses definitely has a preference for being clothed around his people, with apparent rumors that he doesn't look 100%, as a human being. Also, the story when he takes his people to Israel, that they get confronted with tribes, some of which are descendants of these Nephilim, of these giant beings, and that they have to fight these descendants of these tribes still living there for basically territory, for being there in Israel. So there is definitely evidence, which is, you know, some of it is archaeological, some of it is biblical, some of it is folkloric, some of it is of another nature, to say that we were not alone, that there were these giant beings. And, you know, to some extent, the question can indeed be, what is there left to be discovered once we really start looking into some of the places where these beings might have lived?
That was Phil Coppens from last year in December on the book, The Ancient Alien Question, a book which he had co-authored with Eric von Deineken. At the Paradigm Symposium 2013, if Phil Coppens and Eric von Däniken were sitting next to each other, as appropriate for people who had worked on books together, sitting at the table next to them, was Giorgio Tsoukalos and myself sitting next to each other. And good evening, Giorgio. It's nice to talk to you, but sad to talk to you on a night when we have to talk about the passing of Phil Coppens.
What an emotional evening. Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me on the program, Ian, and the whole Coast to Coast family. It is just with an incredibly heavy heart that I'm talking to everybody tonight. It's so fast, so incredibly tragic that such a young man has made the transition. You know, because like you said, seven weeks ago, we were sitting in Minneapolis,
yeah,
having a good time, and here we are. He was complaining about some pain, you know, throughout his body, and ultimately his wife Kathleen McGowan said, you know, I'm going to take you to the hospital, and for 10 days they had no idea what was going on. They put him in quarantine and things like this. And then, you know, finally they came up with a diagnosis only about two and a half weeks ago that he was suffering from angiosarcoma, which is an incredibly, incredibly rare cancer. And, you know, it was just so, so fast.
I hadn't heard that, and I'm so glad that you know more, just because we were all saddened by the news and also surprised. And so there's then at least there was a diagnosis that came along with this a few weeks ago. Did they give him a prognosis that it was going to be this fast?
Well, you know, I was told that, and that there are, I think, about 10 angiosarcoma cases per year in the United States. And so that alone, you know, tells you the
sure.
statistics of this horrific cancer. And you know, it was pretty dire. And
oh gosh,
you know, and so we reached out to the Facebook community, you know, to send healing vibes to Philip. And you know, and it was just an incredible struggle with incredible pain, and you know, I mean, the words, you know, they're missing. That's
I understand. So his most recent book was The Lost Civilization Enigma, and I regret not being able to ever get that interview that we had been trying to arrange on Coast to Coast. And he was such a nice man, and he was such a pleasure to work with the night that we were all together, even though he wasn't feeling well that night. So you did Ancient Aliens with him now for several seasons. Tell me about your personal relationship with Phil Coppens, and do you want to share your favorite remembrance?
Absolutely. I mean, I've known Philip since 1995, so
wow,
20 years.
Wow.
And you know, and we've shared a tremendous friendship with each other, especially since his wife Kathleen McGowan lives in Los Angeles. And so when they start to hang out and they start to date, he spent an increasing amount of time stateside on the West Coast. You know, because his chosen home, he was born in Belgium, in Europe, and then he had lived for a very long time in Scotland, and but for the past 2 years he spent a great majority of his time with his wife, obviously, in Southern California. And because I lived there as well, you know, we hung out quite a few times, and you know, became even more close, especially over the past 2 years. I mean, they were my family away from home, and you know, so he and it was always just a wonderful time to hang around with him. Because, you know, one of the biggest things that people always throw at us when we talk about ancient aliens and things like this is that, you know, that you have to lose your belief, or people who are into ancient aliens, they don't believe in God or any type of spirituality. And, you know, in the ancient alien question, in Philip's first book that he wrote, or not the first book, but the book that came out last year, you know, he approached the ancient alien question with an idea that in order to subscribe to ETs, you don't have to lose your spirituality at all. In fact, it just makes it even more bigger. And he was a wonderful, magnificent proponent of that idea that, you know, there's life out there in many ways and shapes and forms that we can't even conceive of. And, you know, and
it's a big loss. And Giorgio, thank you so much for making time for us tonight, especially under the circumstances. I know you hustled to get to a phone so that we could hear that from you. And we hear in your voice that pain. And please pass along to his widow our condolences to you for the loss of your friend, and to everybody, the loss of a brilliant mind in the coast-to-coast community. Giorgio Tsoukalos will be looking for you too coming up in 2013 on Coast to Coast AM. Again, rest in peace, Phil Coppens. This is Ian Punnett. Well, so we'll be popping on tunes, the best of 2012, the top-selling songs from 2012. And we'll get to those coming up throughout the night, too. As we look back on the year, the predictions that you all made, the ones that came true and the ones that, not so much. And then we'll be picking up your predictions coming up next. For example, last year, right about this time, Kevin in Quincy, Mass, predicted the New England Patriots would win their fourth Super Bowl title. Nathan? Yeah. Nathan's not a sports guy. He probably had to think about that for a second. No, the New York Giants. But, you know, I had some Patriots fans who still believe they should have won and are still holding out hopes for this year. Meanwhile, Tom in Salem, Oregon, said the plane between life and death will be resolved, showing the existence of our souls in another dimension. Would have made the news, I think. And Jeff in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, said in 2012, the world would explode. Who knows? Technically, he still has one more day coming up tomorrow. George will do the second part of the annual prediction show. That's tomorrow night. We'll start taking your predictions next on Coast to Coast AM. This is Ian Punnett. So, wonderful things waiting for you to discover at coasttocoastam.com. And are there wonderful things waiting for us in 2013? Lori is in Riverbank, California, on Coast to Coast. Good evening, Lori.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good. You're going to kick off our prediction show for 2013. What is it that you anticipate will happen?
Well, I say probably by the end of the summer, the American people are not going to like the fact their taxes have raised, and they're going to probably come close to trying to impeach the president.
Impeach the president over taxes? Okay.
Yeah.
I think you have to have, like, an actual law that's broken, but fair enough. All right. We'll wait to see whether that happens by the end of the summer. We are looking at the fiscal cliff. Thank you, Lori. As of last report, the taxes that were going to go up, I thought, were only on the upper 2%. But wait and see, because you never know. Craig is in Madison, Connecticut. Is that right?
Where are you going to take us?
So where are you going to take us for 2013, Craig?
First of all, I just want to say Nikki Soto, the teacher from Sandy Hook, should get her master's degree from Southern Connecticut State University for protecting those.
Oh, sure. Was she? Tell me about that real quick. She hadn't heard.
She was the one that guarded the children.
Oh, I know who she was. But was she up for a master's degree? Was
no,
she trying to?
Yeah, well, she was studying. And it's just like if you were a cop and you got killed, they'll promote you.
So I think that's great. That's a great idea. They should announce her name at graduation and make that posthumous. I agree.
And anyone who could contact Southern Connecticut State University through email and just put that through. That's my pet project.
Okay, good. And what's your prediction?
Yes, my prediction is the Amtrak Osceola will come off the track somewhere between Madison and Clinton, Connecticut. That's that high-speed railroad Amtrak train that goes by all the time.
And that you predict is going to happen in 2013.
Yeah, this year it's going to go right off. And listen, can I ask you a question?
Well, it's not that kind of show tonight.
The Steely Dan song, is there ringing in your ears?
Right.
Do you like that?
Not tonight, I don't.
Is
but thank you, Craig.
Ringing in your ears.
Thank you. Vernon is in Costa Mesa, California. And if I remember correctly, Vernon, there was a Vernon in Costa Mesa, California that was one of our first callers last year at this time. Was that the same Vernon?
Yeah, it was me.
Okay, now here was your prediction last year, Vernon. You predicted a major earthquake in Central and Northern California in, yeah, I didn't even get to the end of the sentence. So not right last year, but how about this year?
Well, I think there's going to be a big disturbance around May about the government trying to take away the Second Amendment. And I think people are going to be upset about it.
So that, again, is a May prediction. Your prediction last year was a major earthquake in May. And this year it's May for the Second Amendment revolt.
Yeah, I just think it's going to happen in May this year.
Okay, but it's always May.
Always May.
May you be right one of these years. Thank you, Vernon. We'll get to Ryan in Peoria, Illinois, on the annual prediction show on Coast to Coast. Ryan?
Yes, Ian. Good to speak with you.
All right, nice to speak to you. Now, what's your prediction for 2013?
Well, I was talking with my wife, and she was having some pretty vivid dreams that there was going to be, like, maybe a dirty bomb go off around, I'm thinking, April 16th is the big day.
So right after tax day. Any reason why that date?
She was just having a really vivid dream. She kept on telling me 16. And she said, I think it's April 16th of 2013.
Has she ever been right in the past?
Well, she claims that when she was a child, she had pretty vivid dreams of, like, you know, tall buildings falling, such as, like, 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so 416, and is it a domestic terrorist act or international?
Pretty much international. Well, she was also telling me about the sinkhole in Louisiana opening up around Mardi Gras, too.
A sinkhole?
Yeah.
Okay, in New Orleans.
Right. Getting bigger and something happening down there around Mardi Gras time.
I'd be curious. I don't even know, because since it's below sea level, I would think that I try to think how sinkholes work. Can a sinkhole happen when you're below sea level, or would it automatically just fill up with water? I don't know.
I don't know.
But all right, so sinkhole, New Orleans, right around Mardi Gras. We'll leave it there, and we'll just wait and see in 2013. And Blair is in Sedona, Arizona. Blair?
Happy New Year, Ian.
And to you, too.
Speaking of China, I just found out the elderly are allowed to sue their children if they don't visit them enough, the national legislature, and that's what my prediction's about China next year. There might be a significant earthquake in China that could spur some of us Americans to go and lend a hand.
An earthquake in China. They do get a few of them, and you think that would be international aid from us to go help out our landlord.
You bet.
We go over to help them out. Good. Well, I hope if there's something like that, I hope we do. And thank you, Blair. I'd like to think that we're still going to be able to help out other countries in times of need in 2013. Michael is in New York State on Coast to Coast. Michael?
Hello. How are you?
Hello. Yes, sir.
I missed you when you were in Latham, New York on an evening visiting.
Yes.
Happy to speak to you.
And to you.
Number one, I'm sorry about the ringing in your ears. It could be the magnetic shifting of the place you might be sensitive to, giving you a constant ringing. Okay. The other thing that is on my mind is that the first quarter of the year, people will be prompted to speak out, in contrast to other people's opinion. But if they learn to look at the other person's viewpoint, they might come out ahead. The April section through June, I foresee that people will have a more profitable turn as they come into a new career, and that would be opted to be a plus. By the way, I did promote on Facebook an invitation to all the holistic healers to combat the Sandy problem, and it, they did, because we stopped it in New Jersey.
Okay.
And, I'm the guy that originally challenged Ike and Christine, what is it? I forget the name of that other one, the one in Louisiana. But I changed their direction. So
you changed the direction of the hurricanes. You personally did.
I personally called on the whole on the law of one in the in what we call the higher resource, and I asked for change, and immediately it was. In fact, on Channel 9, the male turned to the female in the newscast and said, "Did you see that? It changed direction, and there wasn't any reason for it."
Except for you. If only they knew.
If only they knew.
And next time, maybe this time they'll go, "Was that Michael again?"
I put it on Facebook the day before, and we did stop it at that point.
All right. Well, I hope you stop all of them. And thank you, Michael. And let's go to John in Philly, who I guess is not predicting that Michael Vick will be back next year again for the Eagles. John?
Hello, yes. This is a small portion of a set of predictions. It's a sequence of international military moves. First, the U.S. will pull out of the Middle East, probably all over the world they'll pull out, but pull out from Afghanistan and Iraq. And then the Middle East has been, that has been America and England. And England will also decline. They'll say, it's too much for us. Scotland will step up and take over the leadership, but they won't really have the strength. Then Russia
will. Wait. Scotland separate from England will.
Yes.
You're saying. Okay.
Specifically separate from England. Then Russia will come in and take over, over especially Iraq, Afghanistan, and over the Middle East. And they will also take over Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, but not Poland or Ukraine.
All right. Well, that'll be very interesting.
With a lot of brutality.
Well, I hope that you'll understand. I hope that that doesn't come true. But that's a very interesting prediction.
I hope so too. But this is from a lot of detail in the Bible that are deep but strong.
All right. Well, John, we'll keep an eye on that, and maybe this time next year you'll be hearing us give you a ding and not a. And not a buzzer. So far, I don't have we gotten any dings from last year's predictions? Have we gotten any? I don't think we've gotten one of them yet, but we still have more predictions to read from last year to get to coming up on Coast to Coast. Mark is in Buffalo. Mark?
Yes, Ian.
All right. Here's your chance to make a prediction for 2012. 13, sorry.
My prediction is we're going to finally give up on trying to move to Mars. I'm tired of it. We send all these battery-powered toys to Mars, and people, they don't even want to live in New Jersey. What makes you think they're going to go to Mars where you can't even grow food?
Okay, wait a second. First of all, New Jersey is the most densely populated state in the Union, so some people want to live in New Jersey. But It's not like a prison colony, dude. It's not like people are forced to live in New Jersey. Although there are some New Yorkers who would say that it is. But you're saying this is the one year that it looked like we might be sending people to Mars. This looked like the one. This is like we're in preparation to get people to do the test to get their bodies ready to go to Mars. But you're saying no, it's not. It's never going to happen.
Well, why should it? You know what? I saw Lewis Black 20 years ago.
Okay.
Stand-up.
Love him. Very funny.
Hilarious. He has this unbelievably funny thing about Dan Quayle. And about sending people to Mars and how Mars is in generally the same orbit as the Earth. Now, I don't know a lot about that kind of stuff, but is Mars generally in the same orbit as Earth?
Well,
I mean, it goes around and around, sure.
Yeah, but it's the planet whose atmosphere most closely resembles ours, correct?
You know, I don't know.
Okay.
To me, right. Mars is like they discover water on it, and it's like, okay, what else?
All right.
You know, there's all this stuff about ancient civilizations and buildings that are there. You know, it's just, I don't know. Dark
okay.
side of the moon.
You're giving it up. I understand. You're giving up on Mars, and we'll see whether or not you be right this time next year as we do the prediction show. Nick is in Queens, and then we'll give you a couple more predictions from last year, 2012, before the top of the hour. Nick?
Hey, Mr. Punnett, what's going on?
How are you?
Is this. I'm great. My prediction is this, that in the spring, I think that there's going to be the Iran war that we've all been hearing about for forever. It's going to finally happen. I think it'll be U.S. or Israel versus Iran. It'll just be Iran alone. Russia, China will not get involved. It'll probably go nuclear since we don't have any troops to send in there. And, man, I hope this doesn't happen, but, hey, I think it's probably going to.
Okay. And so you're saying like a tactical nuke war against Iran coming up in sometime in the spring?
The spring of this year, because we don't have any, we don't have the manpower to send in there. And because the international bankers, which I think will probably use some false flag attack to start this thing, they want Iran out of the picture because it's one of the last three countries on this planet that does not have a central bank.
All right. Interesting. Well, and there were, thank you so much for that, Nick, and we'll get to a bunch more coming up tonight. There were many people that predicted war of one sort or another in last year's prediction show. Let me go through some of the other ones, though, that you all made. Charles in Los Angeles in 2011 predicted that in 2012, an announcement of the second coming and ET contact will both happen. I think we went 0-2 on that. Mike in Livermore, California said the Raiders would go to the Super Bowl. Didn't happen either. Mike in Virginia Beach said Ron Paul would win the popular vote, but after discovering huge election fraud, civil war would break out. Didn't even make it through the Republican primary. You know, didn't mean there wasn't election fraud somewhere along the line. They're still discovering voter fraud, or at least voter disenfranchisement. I don't know if that quite rises to the level of fraud, but it is an interesting conversation that goes on. Why can't we, with all of our technology and with our, you know, our leadership around the world when it comes to democracies, why can't we get everybody's vote counted? It just kind of seems like something we should be able to do by now, but we haven't. I'd like to hope that we can make that prediction come true, that everybody could get their vote counted in 2013 elections coming up, but you never know. Reuben in Portage, Wisconsin said that there would be a noteworthy buried treasure found in the U.S. I don't know about that. I mean, it kind of depends on how you define buried treasure, doesn't it? I mean, they found some shipwrecks with cool stuff on it. Does that count as buried treasure? Yeah, I don't know. Sort of right, Reuben. I'll give you sort of right. We'll give you both. Kind of right and kind of wrong. Well, that's mostly just because we want to try and get some of these right from 2012, from the year past. One of my favorite calls of all time, of the many, 15 years that I've been doing Coast to Coast, happened in the second half of the prediction show last year. And I asked that they pull that call so that I can play it for you coming up next hour. It was from a guy named Jerry in Canada who was quite sincere. I am not going to tell you whether or not his prediction came true. I'm just going to play the actual call for you. We'll do that toward the end of the next hour, because we've got a lot more of your predictions lined up for 2013. What do you think is going to happen coming up on Coast to Coast? And if you could do this, if you could limit it to your best prediction, put your best prediction right up front. I know it's tempting to try to get in five or six, but if we do that, you know, there's just too many people we're going to strand on the lines. And coming up tomorrow night on Coast to Coast, George Norrie is going to do the second half. So he'll go over the predictions from New Year's Eve proper last year, and he'll get to that coming up tomorrow night on Coast to Coast, and you'll ring in the new year with George. If you missed earlier in the hour, we had Giorgio Tsoukalos on, and he was talking about the loss of our friend Phil Coppens, a frequent guest on Ancient Aliens and a guest here on Coast to Coast AM. If you missed that, go back and listen to it in the podcast. You'll find out more details at coasttocoastam.com. And we're all thinking about Phil and his widow tonight. This is Ian Punnett on Coast to Coast.